I can't think of it, I know it.
What do people raise sheep for?
Well, mostly for the wool. We used to raise them and clip them and sip the wool off. Mama, mother used to swap it for clothes into cloth and make our trousers out of them.
Mm-hmm. What about goats? Hogs, when they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
Then when they get a little older?
Shoats.
What about the grown male?
He's called a boar.
Mm-hmm. What if he's been castrated?
He's a stag.
And the?
A barra.
What's the difference?
A stag and a barra is the same.
Mm-hmm. What about the female?
Well, you call them a sow or a gilt.
Mm-hmm.
Gilt's before she has pigs, and the sow after she brings pigs.
Mm-hmm. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tushes.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You say the calf began to...
Huh? Well, cattle whine and all. I never was too strong about cats. I didn't like, we didn't even have my children. We like dogs.
Uh-huh.
We had these little dogs out the Civil Wars.
Mm-hmm. And,
mews.
Uh-huh. And the baby cow is called a...
calf.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was...
Oh, expecting a calf, why, I know that well as I know my name. You say she's going to calf.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way, but there's several others, but you could always say it's expected. She's going to calf by a certain time, or she's with a calf.
Uh-huh.
She's bred, you know, and, uh-huh. And...
What are some other ways of saying it?
Huh?
What are some other ways of saying that? Do you ever hear she drop a calf or find a calf?
Oh yeah, that's what they all call dropping. She's going to drop a calf, a male is going to have a colt, she's going to drop a colt at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. When a calf is being weaned, what kind of noise does it make?
Oh, it just bellows and bleats all the time, goes on.
Uh-huh.
Making
What about the cow?
Oh, cow do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Till the calf gets weaned, takes about a week to get over it, some a little longer.
Mm-hmm. What about when a cow's hungry? What sort of noise does she make?
Well, mostly they low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a cow does when you take the calf away, if she low for that calf.
Mm-hmm. What about a horse? What kind of noise does he make?
Horse knickers.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to call a cow to get her in out of the pasture, how would you do that?
Well, there's different ways. I had some cows trained that I'd blew a horn.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they'd blow that horn, boy, listen, they'd come running. They just come and you have a caller cow. We used to go down on the river and find one or two cows, and we'd go to calling them.
How would you call them?
Oh, just kind of make a noise so they could hear it, you know, a certain tone.
Could you go ahead and do it like you're calling one?
I haven't called one in so long. I can't do it. I've called a jillion of them. They'd come running everywhere. Well, we'd salt them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when they'd hear you call them, they'd just come a bellering. And we had a main cows, a lead cow, we put a bell on them, called them bell cows.
Mm-hmm.
Used to bell hogs.
Mm-hmm.